Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom says he's still heard nothing from Austin concerning any progress on getting Senate Bill 1158 out of committee. He notes time is running out on the bill that would allow the county to get voter approval to pay for the new county jail using an increase in sales tax as opposed to property taxes.
1 week ago today, we were down there and we did our testimony before the Senate, which is something, again, I had never done before. So it was quite an adventure for me. Some of the commissioners had been there before, but for me, it was the first time, and quite a bit of anxiety, but it was good, and it turned out well. I think we made our points very well, but there is a question about the 2% cap, and that's basically what they're facing. And the only opposition, as you know, was from a lobbyist with the Retailers Association, who basically said we've kept this 2% cap for a long time, and we think it's good policy. Well, that's what we're facing, but we're hoping for a vote last week. We haven't received a vote. There's three things that can happen. One is we can get a vote and go on into the Senate, up on the floor of the Senate. Second, they could have a vote and we get voted down. We need 8 out of 15 votes to be able to come out, so we could be voted down. Or third, nothing could happen. Mm-hmm. And if nothing happens, it also says nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so the committee has great power in whether a bill goes forward. It's an amazing thing that anything gets passed down there, because it has to go to a number of steps to be able to happen. So I think it's a protection for us, for the state of Texas. On the other hand, it's hard to get a bill through.
Time is short. You really need something to happen pretty quickly.
Well,
but it still has to go not only the Senate, but it's got to go through all this same procedure in the House.
Yes, it'd have to go over to the House if the Senate was to pass it. So where we are right now is we're waiting on them to vote. Yeah, the committee to vote. If they did pass it out, they need to do it, if at all possible, by the end of this week. And so we're just sitting here waiting on them, and nothing we can really do to push them, because they've got a lot of other things looking at, as well as our bill, of course.
What do you hear about our jail construction? Obviously, the weather, you know, just rain.
There's a rumor that you told me a few minutes ago that we might actually have 3 days in a row dry later this week. And so we have had so much rain. Last Wednesday, it was, I believe we were 16 days behind with 36 rain days. Mm-hmm. We've probably had another rain day or two since then, and they're working this morning. However, they're waiting to see if it starts raining here in a little while. But we're making progress, and they're saying by the middle of May, we should be indoors. And so we're hoping within 3 weeks to have be indoors, and then nothing will slow them down. They'll just be working straight away.
KSST News.